Vice President J.D. Vance, along with the head of the EPA, are visiting East Palestine, Ohio, Monday to mark 2 years since a disastrous train derailment. His visit comes on the heels of a new lawsuit claiming for the first time people died as a result of the train derailment's aftermath. The new suit contains the first of seven wrongful death claims filed against Norfolk Southern, including the death of a one-week-old infant. It also accuses the railroad and its contractors of mishandling cleanup efforts, while the EPA and CDC signed off on it and failed to tell residents about the health risks. Other residents in the lawsuit cite lingering health problems and are concerned they may become more serious over time. Court documents describe some of the lingering health problems. However, they do not include details about the deaths. The court filings follow a flurry of recent lawsuits from individuals and businesses arguing a $600 million class action lawsuit doesn't offer enough money to cover future expenses linked to the disaster or to prevent another derailment. On February 3, 2023, dozens of rail cars went off the tracks, including some carrying toxic materials. Five of the cars contained vinyl chloride, and officials decided to burn the rail cars over fears of an explosion. As a result, spewing toxic plumes of smoke into the East Palestine area. A later investigation revealed the decision to burn the cars was unaccessory and misguided. Norfolk Southern and officials have yet to respond to the new lawsuit and separate federal claims filed against the EPA and CDC. Previously, the EPA defended its role in the burning of rail cars, saying they were only on site to provide information about the potential consequences and measure the resulting toxic release.